pastured.
Paddy, you then ploughed for quite a few years doing that same kind of work.
Eh?
You ploughed for quite a few years.
Well, I was ploughed all the time until I left here, went to England in 1950.
Yeah.
And I went to England in 1950.
Tell me about the day you went to England, Paddy. Did you have work arranged? Or
eh?
Did you have work arranged?
I had a friend, I had a sister in England. And Maggie, she'll be the second youngest, God bless her. And she got seriously ill, and we got worried about her. And I don't know how, there were no phones or nothing that time. And they got that she was seriously ill. And I went down to Pally with a priest in St. Olaf, Father Wally McLaughlin, God bless him. And I went down to him to that time for an office. I used to go down and play cards on Sunday night with him. And I went down, I got the office, and thank God, Maggie come back. And she knew, I said, I want to go to England. She says, you go ahead now, Pat, and I'll stay with Sean, that's my brother.
He was here in the home?
Aye.
Right.
And I had to here for 6 months with him. She says, well, you could settle in England. Write to me and I'll know, I'll keep you in contact. So, and Father Wally told me then, this son, he says, Pat, we shouldn't come down next Sunday night. He says, I want to have a talk with you. And I went down and played the cards, and there were a cousin of mine, Nellie Horton, there. She was a teacher then, and all. I went for two of us there. She says, I want to tell you something now, Pat, he says. And listen to me careful. And I said, what is it? She says, I've got a lease for Maggie. And Maggie hasn't long to live. The lease is running out. And you go home now, he says, and tell your mother and prepare her for Maggie. So I got home, and they're going to bless you, but I couldn't believe what I was told. And I went out here to the Lord Martins. They're very, Mammy, God bless you, very pally at the shop. And she was out there, and I told her what I'm telling you. I told him what the priest told me. He said, for God's sake, Pat, don't listen to that man. That man's being an alcoholic, and if you don't stop going to see him, he says, you'll be an alcoholic. He took a drink down this priest, and I was taking a drink that time and all. And I told Sean, got a mess here, and that's all I told then. And as I say, Maggie was here, and she was, and for the harvest here at Lenty, it's not a motorbike here, a Norton, a motorcycle and anything, for £50 I give for her that time. And me and her went to the harvest fair, Atlantis, which you know yourself, the 12th. And I had this in the back of my mind all the time, and me and her was up, and I was going down to Shalick and said, Maggie, I'll wait now for another week or so. No, she said, I'll tell you what you'll do, go tomorrow morning. That was a Thursday for me, because she'd have your case and all packed. And go, she said, when you get settled, and let me know when you will go. She said, I'll stay with Sean for 6 months. And I went, Moy from Glashy, the wee car. He left me at an order station, and I went from there to Dublin, and I went from that over to Manchester. And this mate of my Mooney, he met me there and went out, and he was going out to work as a foreman for Maxwell and Hart, the landscape gardeners. And he said to me, I had a girlfriend, the wife after, if there was a girlfriend, like, I said, I'm going into a flat. I said, I have good digs there, Pat, if you want to have a word with the landlady. I told her, he says, that I was going to London for the firm. So that was all right. I got the dig. She took me up and introduced it to me, the landing, and I was there. That was Saturday. And I went out Saturday morning, and I was telling you, I seen these crowd coming on the road, and I says to Mickey Mooney, they called him. I says, where's the chapel here? She says, what are you talking about, the chapel? What do you mind? She says, they're going to have a football match. Well, I thought, going to the chapel, easy, when you said the Stockport house, they were going to have a football match. Then there was a row for them coming down the road, do you see? And I said,
going to the match. Yeah.
Going to match. But it was all right. Whenever, he took me up to the exit, I said, and I went up like, and then you want him? He showed me where the chapel was. It wasn't very far from where he was, and I went to mass like, and come back on Sunday, and I went into a pub for a pint. I'll never forget it. A pub, most known. I was over. There was a pub called the Pickwick, and he got me 2 pints of Guinness. I said, I'm going to do a bit of shopping. And I'll come, you'll be all right now. So I had left the 2 pints in, I'll take a bite. And next thing, they come 2 women up the floor and lifted the 2 pints. So I'd never get off the chair and way down with them.
So you were left with nothing?
I was left with a pint. But I think to myself, Jesus, if I was an Irish, you wouldn't do that.
No
way. But these two, both, they said, you. So. So that was where I went out on Monday, and we were walking, and we walked that time to be 5:30 or 6 o'clock, but it was 6 o'clock it was, and went up to my room after I got a good dinner, and it was a nice landlady. I was along up to the. She came up and she was knocking the door, but she said, did a girl at the door want to see you? I says, no way. But she says, she wants to see you, that's all I can tell you. And she went down and told her I wouldn't come down. She said, no. She said, would you be straight with me? Say, I will. What do you want to know? Had you a girl in trouble in Ireland before you left? No, so I hadn't, but I hadn't. But she went down and told her I wouldn't come down. She said, she's very persistent, she won't leave till she sees you. She says, I'll go with you to the door. And I went to the stairs to the door, I never seen her before. And she closed the door, she said, if you have any problem, come in. And she said to me, Michael wants to see you. And I thought, who the Michael was. You know, we always call Mickey Mooney, you know, Michael. So I wouldn't move for her. And there was a lovely drive up to the house, nice hedge on both sides. And he come out and he started to wave me down. And he says, Pat, I have bad news for you. So he says, it was Monday. Maggie was buried yesterday. And I didn't know where it was. And I come up, and Father Wally come up, wandered off, and since there were no phones at that time, he landed up here to the house, and the neighbours, Shannon raked the fire, and my brother, and he went upstairs, he heard a noise, and she was lying on the floor in the room upstairs. That's what we call the lower room, there's his upper room, and we went up, and he went there. And he went out, run out and got the neighbours, and they got the priest. But now Father Wally landed here, and he come in the door, he says, did Pat not tell you? That man had some power.
Yeah, didn't he?
That's your God, God's
He thing. Knew exactly, yeah.
Eh?
He knew, he had warned you that she was going to die, like, and
eh?
he had told you that she was going to die.
He told me to tell Mammy, Mother, he'd tell Mammy, and Donford had when he came in the door. Donford, he said, followed up the stairs.
Yeah.
Went up the stairs, and he said, you was up in the room. And the priest was here from Brock and all. I often wondered, since that there were no phones or nothing, how the neighbours would come straight away, you know, but how I would go down to Stranraer, you know, that time. I'm talking about that was the 50s now, do you see?
So that was a bad start for you?
It was.
For, you know, when you went to England first.
Aye.
Right? But you went back to England, Pat, and...
I never come home.
No.
I went to England.
Oh, right. She was married.
I come back later on
Yeah.
But I was there.
So what kind of work did you do, Patrick, when you started?
Well, when I started was, as I said, that Mackie Mooney, he worked for a firm, Maxwell and Hart, the landscape gardeners, doing school grounds and all, you know. There was the work. And then I went on from there, like, and I got in with there. He come home, and then I got in with a firm there. They were Apex. They were a Freemason firm, a very good firm. I got in with them then. I was with them for a good while. And I was with them for nearly 10 years. And then I was leaving them, and they forced me out. They gave me more money and everything, and I was all over England when they had the upkeep of, during the war, they had the upkeep of army barracks and grounds and all.
Right. All over England?
I was all over, down the south of England and all, you know.
Right.
I'd be down and work. They had these contracts, And I often think working for the war, they had two wagons, or green wagons, do you see? They had them off the army during the work for them. And I was sent down till way down the south of England, and the boss said to me, Phil White, God bless him, and he said to me, Pat, when you're down, live in that wagon. You're back to the army, do you see? And so I was driving for the wagon, and they had a driver on it. I wasn't driving at the time. I didn't pass my test. I was driving at the time. And they had no record of the wagon at all. He should have been handed in a year or so after the war.
Right.
And these people out left it in down there. It was an army. Told me to tell them, leave it in. They should have left it in 2 or 3 years before that. And he didn't come back.
Why so we, nobody good, knew where it was?
Good God, Pat. But you didn't take it back, were you? There's no record of it.
No. So you could have taken it, like?
Well, I could, you know, but that time I wouldn't dream in at all.
No, you weren't.
No. Because I remember being up in Harrogate. That's a very posh place in England, Manchester, and they were up and they came. I think there was no shelter that time, no one else went out for you at all, for cabin, for anything. You just went out and you got digs, and the tools would be left, some mantle of them could he use his garden if the tools here. I don't know if the thing is that way. So there came snow, very heavy snow, and I phoned them up, and he says, well, Pat, come back, we have a job for you here, he says, in Manchester, Marple, Manchester, and there had a lot of trees to take down, because we're going to do a road through, and we're in a great time. We were there for about a week till the snow went, and it was a great job because you were warm, it was a high, there were no chainsaws, that was
no, handsaws.
And we cut them down. and the fellow working for me. And it was really cold, but it was, there was no snow, and it was cold. Jay said to me, Pat, man or bait shooting me out today.
Was that cold?
Was that cold? But we're back up anyway. And it was a hand roll away, do you see? We were doing paths down from this army camp that built houses, and we were doing the tarmac path. And so when I wound up, the hand roller was gone, do you see? So I phoned them up. Well, he says, Pat, you're beside a convent there, and if you can, the nuns won't refuse you. They have a good roller, I'm sure. So I went into the down the Reverend Mother come out the door, and she come out, and I told her, "Oh yes, take it, yes, all right." Told her what happened, and that was it. And when I left her back there, I gave her £2 to be the firm money. And she nearly took the hand off me, and I'll forget it. Nice woman. But anyhow, she said, before you leave, Pat, go on to the barracks and report that for we have insurance on it, on the phone, he said. So anyhow, I went up to the barracks and I was on my way home, before I come home, and I went to the barracks and this big Scotchman was in here and I was telling him about the hand roller. And he said, "What was the registration number?" I said, "I don't know." "Well, could you identify it?" I said, "I could, because the handle was bent, which was how some man backed in way of wagon. And he was writing away down." And he says to me, he says, "The sergeant come in there." He says, "Paddy's here. He got a Land Rover stolen, but he doesn't know the registration number." Or he says, "But he says he could identify it because the chassis bent." I says, "No,
it's not a Land Rover."
I was talking about a Land Rover, and yeah, he was right about a Land Rover. And he told the pages out. He says, "Holy Jesus," he told the two pages out.
He was raging.
I was afraid I'd be arrested before, yeah, and I wasn't a police barracks in my life.
He was raging, I'd say. He was raging.
But he had to start there and write DC, yeah, for nonsense. And his chassis and the handle was bent, do you see? Somebody back then were wagging, the handle was bent, but I said, "Could you identify it? I can't identify it." I could, and tell him, and he had all this thing. But he was doing the Land Rover job. So I come back there to Whitey God, and I met him, said, you never sent me inside the police station again, said, "I want to get arrested." I was sure I wouldn't be arrested.